If you aren't feeling well, it isn't always necessary to see a doctor. This is the season of coughs and sniffles. Although the symptoms are unpleasant, sneezing and a runny nose do not merit medical attention. If you have a persistent pain behind the eyes in front of your head, go to an optician and get your eyesight assessed. It may be time for new prescription glasses. However, if you are suffering from nausea and vomiting, you should get checked out by your medical practitioner. It may not be a simple case of food poisoning, but the first symptoms of a particularly severe gastric illness.
Jason, one of the participants in my research study, has been experiencing a lot of tension and anxiety at work recently. He has taken on extra work to cover for a sick colleague, but he doesn't think this is the cause of the problem. He loves his job, and even with the additional duties, he can easily keep up. I wondered if he might have financial problems, but apparently this is not the case either. It seems that the root of the problem is the fact that his company is restructuring and drastically cutting back on the number of employees, so Jason is struggling with the idea of facing unemployment.
A senior student, Janice, came in for counseling yesterday. Apparently, she is having trouble adjusting to some aspects of what lies ahead of her when she goes to the big city to start university in a couple of months' time. She's not at all worried about leaving her friends and family behind. In fact, she's looking forward to the excitement of the city and making new friends. But she is apprehensive about having to share classes with and relate to boys. She is an only child and has been at this all-girls school for the last 5 years. Understandable, really. Her parents are well off, so funds are not an issue, and I doubt whether she'll have to look for any evening or weekend work to supplement her finances. I think, however, she is troubled by the thought of how much harder university study will be and whether she will fall behind with the academic work.